Bandwidth and hosting for Bageltech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bageltech News. It's Tuesday the 4th of January 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Apple's prices have gone up in line with the UK rise in sales tax. America, listen carefully, we pay 20% sales tax as of this morning. Yes, it used to be 17.5%, but it's gone up to 20% effective today, and Apple have already changed their prices. That means that a Mac Mini is not going to cost you £599 anymore, it's going to cost you £612. It's made a huge difference to prices right the way across the board. The good thing here in the UK is that there's no sales tax on food and children's clothing though, so I'll be eating and clothing the kids, and that's about all. And the French have got a novel way of using the European Space Agency's money. Their own Centre for National Spatial Studies is using equipment to explore the planet Venus. What they're also doing is using some of the data that comes back via coax cable into a server, which gives real-time information for drivers who are trying to park their cars in the middle of Toulouse. Toulouse is in the south of France, it's lovely and warm there, and they've even got parking finders. God, they're lucky. Goldman Sachs invested $450 million in Facebook, like it didn't have enough money already. And Wall Street are saying that that estimates that the current value of Facebook is $50 billion based on the market share that they've given them. Oh dear, because we reported about 6 months ago that it was only worth $33 billion. Goldman is also looking to raise $1.5 billion in addition to that from its partners to try and get an even bigger slice of the Facebook pie. They must have big plans on the horizon, I'm sure, but I really don't see Facebook as worth that much money. CES is starting, of course, and we'll be bringing you all the coverage as we see it across the web. Engadget is live from there, and they usually give us some of the most fabulous stories on gadgets and gizmos. One of the first ones that's out there is Lenovo. They're adding the G and B series idea pads to this enormous offering of laptops. There is a huge amount on there. If you go to Engadget.com, they've got the full list with all the specs on them. They are a little bit on the pricey side, I feel, but with the new sales tax, that means that they're going to be even pricier over here. Thank you, David. Thank you. And Casio is apparently releasing a multi-hinge TRYX camera. It's been shown outside CES on one of the media boards. A little bit ahead of the time, I would have thought. Casio are going to give their little speech a bit later on, so we'll give you the details of that when it comes out. And also at CES, Opera is creating a tablet-based program. It'll be free, it'll be out there, and if we know Opera on the iPhone, it'll be absolutely stunning. Talking of fantastic programs that are out there and free, Handbrake has gone to 0.9.5 as a build. I've downloaded it this morning, and I'm going to carry on ripping my DVDs and let you know how it works on Friday on the big show. But it does look like it's working pretty well so far. It's running in the background. Skunk Juice has released some earbuds. Now, there's nothing particularly special about them. They're just earbuds that fit in your ear. However, they are linked via a magnetic connection, which if you tug on them too hard, just comes apart and you can put it back together again. I feel a lawsuit from Apple coming on, don't you? And Angry Birds has gone analog. Yes. If you're at Gangzhou in China and you're wandering past a market stall, they've got Angry Birds for real. Yes, you pull back on a piece of elastic between a catapult, holding a spongy bird, and throw it at spongy pigs who are sat on shelves. If you win, I'm sure there's a prize. What a wonderful stall that would be. And finally, the good news is that Windows 7 is better than Vista. It's cracked the 20% market share of the PC market, something that Vista never actually did at all. No one went to Vista, they all just went to XP. It's still increasing as well at 1.2% per month. Vista, however, is falling. It went down to 12.1%, which is the lowest share of the OS market that it's had since July 2008. Oh dear, how sad. Never mind, eh? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and Vimeo at Bageltech News. We'll be back again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. I hope you join us. Have a good day and thanks for listening.